You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Welcome back to the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison. This is the number one show for the ideas, insights, and inspiration that will drive your membership success for years to come. Thanks so much for listening. If you are a first timer, make sure you hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, because I promise you, you are going to want to receive these weekly tips and advice on launching and growing a successful, sustainable membership business. And if you're a long-term listener, a returnee, then you already know this. You know we give you the goods. We give you that solid gold for membership insight. And you know how much I appreciate you. Every second of attention that you give, every positive comment, every five-star review, I'm so, so grateful. And speaking of which, if you've not yet had the opportunity to leave a nice review and a comment, it would mean so much to me if you can take just 30 seconds to pop five stars and a few nice words into your podcast app of choice. And let's just skip past the part where I assume that you would want to leave five stars, right? Not only does that help me know that I'm doing my job in helping as many membership owners as I can the right way, but it helps us to reach much wider and make more of an impact across the membership industry. Today, I want to talk about the five best investments that I made for my membership business. And yeah, this is something that I often get asked. I've been asked a few times, you know, is there a particular thing I should be spending my money, my time, my attention on that'll move the needle? And I'm fortunate, I've got to say, I need to preface this by saying my background is in online marketing, web development, graphic design. Like, I was a multidisciplined operator within the online business world. And I did that for almost a decade before starting Membership Academy, freelance, agency, all that sort of stuff. So I already had the benefit of a pretty solid toolkit before I started my membership business. So I'm just talking from my personal perspective. We've talked before about the types of roles you could hire. But of course, things like hiring a great website developer and stuff like that, I'm lucky in that I've kind of got one of those already built into me. I also started the membership with a co-founder. That meant we were able to spread the load a lot easier in those initial years. And so perhaps had that not been the case, maybe we would have had to invest in some help a lot earlier on. So if you're wondering by the time this episode comes around, well, hang on, have you not invested in web design? Have you not invested in early stage support? This, again, is coming from my perspective. So I just want to preface that in case, you know, you are wondering, oh, well, Mike didn't say I should invest in a web designer, so I'm not going to. All right. Five biggest investments, best investments, not financially, but the ones that I feel have been the most worthwhile. The first is in attending live events. Like, it is that thing when you run an online business, so much of your world becomes just online. And there's so much available, of course, through membership, through online learning, that it almost makes it easy to just live in that little cocoon, to spend your entire time just behind your desk. But getting out to in-person events and conferences has been a big, big game changer for me. And pretty early on, I think it was 2016, we made significant financial investment in traveling to events over in the US. Sadly, back then, the UK just wasn't really caught up to what was going on in the online space. So we had to go over to the US. We had to go to events in the Philippines. You know, before he asked me to speak, I was actually booked into a 10 tropical think tank run by Chris Ducker over in the Philippines. So we were really making that big financial investment to go to events, not just because we knew that we'd learn from fantastic speakers, but for the connections, for the networking. The true magic, the true return on attending an event is what happens in the breaks, what happens in the hallways, what happens in the bar afterwards. And I met some of the best business connections I've ever met. I made some of the best friendships I've made in the business world at events. And of course, those help you from a personal level. But from a business perspective, some of the people I've met have given me incredible advice over the years that has really helped drive me in the right direction. And they've given me support, personal support, when, you know, things have felt a little low. I've talked before about some of the biggest struggles we've had, but having that network of people who I've met, who I've become friends with by attending in-person events, was invaluable for getting through a lot of that. I've also met people who went on to become suppliers. I met people who went on to become members. I was able to have opportunities open up just by being in the room, because of course, if you want to speak on stages at events, but you will not invest in a ticket for that event, that doesn't send a good signal to the event organizer. In fact, I know some events, you can't be a speaker unless you've at least attended. And that makes sense, because you should know the vibe of the event itself. You should know the vibe of the crowd before you can assess whether you're a suitable speaker. So all that kind of stuff, and also just the people who are able to support you in your membership. So some of the people I've met at events ended up being speakers on stage at our conference. Some of them ended up being guests on the podcast. Some of them ended up being experts that we brought in to create material for Membership Academy. And these are all people I wouldn't have met otherwise. I wouldn't have, if I just sent them a cold email or I just added them on Instagram, it's just not the same. It really just is not the same. And actually, some people where maybe I did connect with them on Instagram on a surface level, then we saw each other at an event and we've already had that, oh, hey, yeah, you're the person I was chatting to about that. The real acceleration in that relationship has come from being at events. And that's why I'm so excited about Retain Live. Right now, I'm recording it before Retain Live has happened. But when this goes out, Retain Live 2025 will have just wrapped up. And I know, just based on last time, that while our speakers are going to deliver incredible things on stage, while the masterminding sessions are going to be amazing, it's the connections, the friendships, the conversations in the in-between parts, in the hallways, in the foyer, at the bar, you know, that's what's really going to be the big takeaways people are getting from those events. So attending live events absolutely has been one of the best areas of investment I've made for my membership business. And I'm so, so keen to get out there a lot more. Fortunately, we are starting to have more events happen in the UK. But again, a lot of what is really, really happening is over in the US. So that's something that's on my dance card. And of course, when I attend events, I meet some of you fantastic people there. I meet podcast listeners. I meet members. We get to hang out. We get to know each other a little bit more. And that's all great too. The second big area of investment that's been a massive help is other memberships. Of course, I'm the membership expert, but keeping my finger on the pulse of what is working in the world of memberships is such a key part of what I'm doing. So not just for staying ahead of the industry, but also for inspiration, for ideas, for insight into what works well, what doesn't work well. I have that dual role of course, I'm a membership expert, but we're not always good at doing the things we are experts in, right? There's that effect called cobbler's shoes, or, you know, the cobbler's kids always have holes in their shoes. We're not always our best patient. And so joining other memberships, learning from being in the perspective of a member, how does it feel putting myself in those shoes? That's something that I do frequently. That's something I always try and, you know, give myself an open mind about, and not color my experience by filtering it through, well, this is what I do in my membership. And it's something I recommend every single membership owner does. Like, even if you're not there to necessarily learn from the material or to benefit from the features, just be a member. Put yourself in that member experience by joining other memberships. And we have so many people in Membership Academy tell us that, yes, they learn and they progress through the features and the content that we give them, but they learn just as much, if not more sometimes, from observing us, from being a member, from thinking about their member experience in our membership and what they can learn from it within their own. So we become a case study. So yeah, without doubt, one of the things I recommend every membership owner does is join other memberships. It's one of the best places to learn, to get inspiration, to get clarity on what works, what doesn't, what you enjoy as a member, and all that sort of stuff. So that's a huge, huge investment that, you know, we continue to make. And it's something that has paid off in so many different ways. Something else that I absolutely stand by as a necessary investment is good quality audio and video equipment. Now, I'm a fan of working with what you've got, right? If you're putting out social media videos just get the phone out, take a video, get it done. Right, I'm a big fan of working with what you've got, of keeping things lean and all that sort of stuff. But when it comes to things like a podcast, no matter what people tell you, your audio quality absolutely matters. It's worth investing in good equipment early. When it comes to video, if you are face to camera, again, good equipment matters. The additional effect of looking and sounding professional is insurmountable. It's significant. Like, for the investment versus the return, it's a deal breaker. And I think these days, it's just expected. The bar of expectation is so much higher. Some of the stuff that we put in the academy initially, some of the earlier face-to-video stuff, and we didn't do a lot of face-to-video, you know, I just basically just looked like a potato in it. Not just because I was a little heavier back then, but just because it was on just a rubbish webcam. And you can do that for Zoom calls and stuff like that. But if you are doing face-to-camera training, you need good video equipment. If you are doing a podcast, you need good audio equipment, because you want to make sure you're clear, you want to make sure you're understood, but also it's not that crazy an investment. And so most podcasts now, the audio standard is already high. So you could stand out by sounding terrible. So get the right kind of AV equipment. It doesn't have to cost a ridiculous amount. If you're going to invest in anything, particularly if you're creating podcast content, video content, it can make the world of difference. So that has been one of the best investments that I've made. Also really, really benefited from paying for specialized support and paying experts, people who are better at what they do than I am. And again, I have the luxury of having developed a very broad skill set. I can edit podcasts, I can design, I can code, all that sort of stuff. But it has been a huge investment and a very worthwhile one, paying good money for real specialist expert support. Not just because I shouldn't be editing my own podcast. I shouldn't be designing the website anymore. I shouldn't be designing our social media graphics. So it's not just these are tasks I should be moving away from, but also just these are things that other people are much better at than I am. And I'm pretty good at a lot of this stuff, but actually investing in specialized support. The first of that was podcast editing. It was such a time suck, and the end result always sounded decent, but you know, it wasn't something I should have been doing. I got lazy with it. It wasn't my wheelhouse, and hiring a podcast editor just freed up so much time, just made the process so much smoother, particularly when I batch record podcast episodes, and just having that reliable person where I just send the raw material and then he makes me sound like a million bucks. That was such a worthwhile investment. Actually, the hardest was investing in someone to do web development and design, particularly for things like the Retain Live website. I didn't really have a hand in the development of that. And that was actually quite nervy, because that has been my bread and butter. That's the strongest tool in my arsenal is my development skills. And even the design side, when it comes to websites, entrusting that to somebody else and paying top dollar for them to get it done was a hard leap, but such a worthwhile investment, because not only was that work of such a higher caliber, because of course, I've not been a web developer for like 10 years. I'm behind the times on that in a lot of ways. But also it's just a massive project just taken off me. That freed up so much time, so much stress for me to do the stuff that only I can do. And I would say the biggest and best investment I've made in terms of specialist support has been hiring a full-time graphic designer. Our graphic designer is the envy of so many businesses out there. So many people asking me, who do you use? Who can I outsource to? And it's like, no, we have Tom locked down. Tom is a rock star. Tom was one of the first hires that we made in the company, and he has just elevated our presence, our visual identity in so many ways. And because he's so highly skilled and so passionate about what he does, I mean, he's just got the brand voice. He owns the brand voice now. It's him, it's his direction. But having him just work 100% on our stuff, he's gone off and upskilled. He's become a video editor. He's learned animation. So all those animations that you see in our social feeds and stuff like that, he learned that stuff on the job. He is phenomenal, and that has just enabled us to raise our game in terms of the way we show up in the world. And again, that was a scary investment. One of the first full-time roles we hired, paid good money, offered a good salary. And that was scary. That was absolutely scary because, of course, your worry initially is, do we have enough design work? But we keep Tom very, very busy and have done for about like 4 years. I think he's been with us now, at least. And he'll be plenty busy for years to come because we're always doing stuff. We are a living, breathing product. We're always innovating. And so, yes, that investment has been major for us in the best possible way. And then finally, investing in masterminds, investing in higher level programs that are not about us learning stuff, because we're certainly at a place in our business journey where there's always stuff to learn, but education is not where the gap is. Being in a room with people who are on your level, who are maybe a little ahead with you, who have experiences that you can benefit from that you've not had. I cannot understate the value of being in a collective that is focused, that is aligned in terms of their ambition, in terms of the kind of challenges you're facing, the kind of experiences you're having. That is so, so valuable and critical. Once you reach a certain point in your business where it's not about just learning a tactic, where you are actually paying other people to come up with marketing strategies and execute on them for you, and you need to start thinking about that bigger picture, the higher level stuff, and where the problems you're facing, the challenges you're facing are too unique and too specialist and too specific for there to be a course or a podcast episode or a training that you can join. Being a part of group programs like masterminds, where it is a small group, 10, 15, 20 people, and there's the opportunity for everybody to have the spotlight on them. Everyone's in it together. It's collaborative. It's supportive. It's higher level. It's momentum focused. That has been a big, worthwhile payoff for me. Some of the best returns that I've ever had in an investment for my business has been getting in those rooms, getting on those Zoom calls with people of a certain level at a certain point on their trajectory with similar ambitions, similar mindset and ethos, working towards common goals. That has just been such a difference maker. And it's something that over the years, we've kind of toyed with bringing into our ecosystem to offer to people. And we did run a group coaching program back in 2016, 2017. It went fantastically well. However, we were still quite young in the membership at the time. And so there was a lot still to do in building the foundations of the roadmap. But now that this industry has been maturing, now that we've got memberships who are even older than ours, our membership hit 10 years. There are people inside our community who've been around longer than me. There's clients that I worked with who are still thriving and surviving right now. This is the right time to actually be bringing this back, because this is a point where the challenges get bigger, they get more specific, and they need more direct attention. And so at Retain Live last week, we actually announced to the people in the room, so you're the second kind of wave of people who are hearing about this, we've announced the return of our membership accelerator. So this is our small group coaching and mastermind program that is just for memberships that are already up and running, that are a certain way into their journey, who are facing that next chapter. They want to make that significant leap to that next level, where it's not just about figuring out, you know, what kind of marketing is going to get me some more members, or how can I increase churn a couple of percentage points? It's about that real high level stuff, the stuff that is so specific, so unique, that it needs brain power. It needs outside perspective. It needs input and support from people who are on your level, on your trajectory, who all come together to build momentum as a collective, as a cohort. And so that's what we're doing with Membership Accelerator. We opened up the waitlist applications to be part of that accelerator, because it's going to be a small group. It's a small and limited group. Not everyone's going to get in, but the ones who do get in are going to accomplish some ridiculously incredible things over the coming months. And so, Yeah, the people in the room in Newcastle last week at Retain Live were the first to hear about it. We've already been inundated with applications on our waitlist. But if you head to membershipaccelerator.com, you can find out a little bit more about it. If you are looking to make that investment in that future for your membership and really take that next leap up. Not everyone's going to be at this stage. A lot of people who are listening to this, it's too early. And that's cool because we've got Membership Academy for you. We've got the podcast for you. But when you reach that point where you know you need to take that next step up, your membership's up and running, it's been growing steadily, but you want to take that leap, you want to accelerate your progress, Membership Accelerator is what's going to get you there. So head over to membershipaccelerator.com to find out a little bit more about what we're doing. And again, I'm just mirroring the things that have helped me most in my membership business and making those options available to you. So if you've been looking for a good mastermind, if you've been looking for a program that's going to skyrocket your success and fuel your growth in the coming months, I'd love to see your name on that list for Membership Accelerator. Head on over to Membership Accelerator right now to find out more and get on the wait list. And yeah, we'll have that conversation, see if you're the right fit, and embark on that next stage of your journey. All right, that is it. I hope this has given you a bit of insight into the kind of things that are worth investing financially, investing your time and attention into. Get out to live events. Seriously, we are all online business owners and we can often forget the power of meeting up with people offline, but live events are where it's at. Make sure you go there. There's so many ways in which you can leverage them for your business. Join other memberships. Learn from what they're doing. What's good, what's bad? Put yourself in the shoes of a member. If you're creating audio content, you're creating face-to-camera videos in particular, invest in the right equipment. It's not going to cost you tens of thousands. You can get the good stuff in place for under a grand, and it's worth that investment. If there are specialized things you need in your membership, investing in people who are better at doing those things than you are, that is something which will give a return, particularly a little further on in your journey where you could consider actually hiring people full time. And invest in getting in the room with people who are of your level, who know where you're at, who can work together at the same level, the same trajectory, the same level of ambition. Be part of a mastermind group coaching program. And if you're at that point with your membership, get yourself to membershipaccelerator.com to see what we're doing on that front. So that is it. Hope you found today's episode useful. I'll see you again next week for another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.